And they've had them throughout. I mean, and here's the thing. You talk about, like, more recent times, and that's fine. But when I was just picking into it, doing some little research, there's some things back in history of, like, it goes back a ways. This is just not, like, recent stuff. There's some things that go back, date, like, late 1800s, early 19. And then, and I guess here's a question for you. You know, can we technically throw in, if you want to get Bible-ish on the whole thing, you know, angels? Are angels a flying humanoid? I mean, you know.
If you want to go that route, like, you got to
then you're
well, you got to understand what the biblical angels actually were. They were not humanoid. Like, biblical angels are, like,
oh no, yeah,
beings with, like, 1,000 eyes and made out of wheels and weird ass shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What, like, an angel would really look like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Strange Uncles. I'm Shane.
And I am technical impairment challenge. I don't know.
I almost did that. Coming in, as long as we've done this, it's like, oh, shit, my mic's on mute. I'm
like, fuck. Well, like, now that we're actually really doing the thing we've been threatening to do for years, which is going to a looser, more open production schedule, like, I feel like this is the first time we've done this in forever, and I don't remember how any of it works.
You know, it's, yeah, you know, it's like, what do they say, riding a bike type thing? So,
yeah, hopefully.
So, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, so welcome, everybody. I was going to tell you not to share. I actually forgot it in the chat, and I sent you some pics. Not to, you know, listeners, you know, bear with us, but I broke down, man, and I bought a boat. I've been wanting to buy one for a while. You know, it's not like a $5,000 fucking jet boat or anything, but I bought a drift boat, and it's this old 90-year-old custom-made river fly fishing boat, basically. Sealed. It's never leaked. The guy was just old, and him and his wife can't do it anymore, and I got it for such a steal, I couldn't. But now I got to, like, sand it all down and all that shit. But, yeah, so it's a little 14-footer. You know, we'll see.
Well, I guess now you have to actually learn how to swim.
Yeah, yeah, that's step two. Well, I never learned in the Navy, so
yeah. Mr. Navy vet over here that never learned how to swim.
Yeah, yeah. People are so baffled by that story. I'm like, no, I gotta explain it to you. There's something. It wasn't my fault. Trust me. But
yeah, this looks really easy to fall out of. I would definitely invest in some swimming lessons. You know, you can take the kid and you guys can learn to swim at the same time.
Oh, that's not embarrassing at all. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it'd be great, actually.
Yeah.
You'd be the head of the swim class.
Yeah, the YMCA as we swim in the pool. You know, this time I fucked up with my son because I screwed up and I literally thought, oh, I'm going to teach him how to swim like my dad taught me how to swim. And I would just chuck him into a lake with, you know, fins on and shit. Well, that doesn't work in theory.
Little child abuse.
Yeah, a little child abuse. Yeah, you know, it was early 2000s, so, you know, bear with me.
It works with dogs, apparently, but I don't know if it actually works
with
people.
That's what happened. Yeah, I fucked that one up, didn't I? Oh, well, yeah, it's a thing.
A buddy of mine was like, well, that's how my dad taught me how to swim. So when he had a black lab, and when he was trying to teach the dog how to swim, he took it camping and the dog wouldn't go in the water. It's like, you're a bird dog, get in the water. So he just, like, picked him up and walked to the end of the, I don't know if there was even a pier, if he was just on the shore, but he just chucked
him
poor old Gordy in the water.
Would die or fly or die or swim?
One, oh, yeah, two, right? Yeah. I mean, he was fine. And I think he actually started really liking the water after that. He was just scared.
Yeah. Some dogs are like that. I had a dog that was like that, the Dachshund, that just, God, gee, he hated water. I don't know why. It was weird. So their flotation devices, those Dachshunds, they look good in the water. They just hold their breath and they just bobble around. It's funny. So anyway.
I'm picturing that and it's making me laugh.
Right. But welcome, everybody. Welcome to, again, new season. You know, we've got a couple episodes underneath our belt and we're going to have a few more, obviously. But this one, I'm going to kind of throw over to Josh because this is your interest and we're going to kind of pitch in it, but I'm going to let you run the reins on this one, man.
Ah, thank you. So this is a topic I've actually been wanting to dig into for a long time. I think I've brought it up a few times over the years. It's a bit of a Mandela effect, which we should actually cover also if we haven't. I can't remember at this point. but it's got kind of that effect to me because there's, like, a specific type a flying humanoid encounter, which is what this is about, is flying humanoids. And it was happening a lot from like the mid-aughts to the mid-teens. And I'm not talking about like Mothman and like Owlman, like those kind of flying humanoids. I'm talking about a human-looking figure that was either flying with no visible assistance, like Superman, or it might have looked like they had some type of jetpack or even wings, but they were like obviously mechanical wings, not like a winged humanoid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. That's a good difference too. And actually, so I'm glad you brought that up, because that was what was reading your write up. I'm like, oh yeah, flying cryptids, but that's not really what this is. I mean, that's something totally different. Yeah, yeah,
okay. Like something that is very definitely, if not human, very human like flying. Sometimes they even have vehicles, but I'm talking about like, well, I'll get to that anyway. So. Like, I remember footage of what looked like a person flying around between, like, skyscrapers being featured in the opening sequence of a short-lived television show called Alphas on Fox. It was a great show about people that aren't necessarily superhuman but have, like, extreme capabilities. The dude played Sawyer from Lost was in it.
I've never heard. I don't think I've ever seen that show. That's crazy.
Dude, it was really good. Like, his character was, like, really just naturally gifted with, like, physics and angles and stuff, but only if he was, like, in the flow state, not thinking about it. Like, if he tried to do something cool, he was, like, the most uncoordinated person ever. I like how they find him is he's a minor league pitcher who's, like, throwing perfect no-hitters, and then he thinks about it, and he can't fucking pitch worth shit once he starts thinking about it. But before that, he's, like, striking people out left and right. It's just... great show. Lots of weird hand and glove government intrigue, which, you know, I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Great cast. David Strathairn is like the dude that brings the group together.
Oh shit. Okay.
So it's a really good show. You should check it out. Anyway, I digress. I know there was at least one Ancient Aliens episode where they talk about this kind of stuff.
I was going to say, I thought there was one too. And I do, real quick, if I can piggyback,
I want to remind
the audience. So, and again, this is the difference. I made the same mistake, you know, with like flying cryptids versus this and that. But there's a guy that we had on, I want to say season 7. It was like episode 4, episode 5 or something like that. But check him out. He runs Phantom and Monsters. His name was Lon Strickler. Remember him? So he, you know, of course he covers, you know, we talk about typical Mothman, stuff like that. But there's other ones in history that we talk, and he does delve into like the what you're discussing. Like it looks like a human being type with some kind of maybe it has a force that moves it through the sky, maybe it doesn't, but he covers a lot of that. So if anybody's interested, it's very interesting. He's got a blog called Phantom and Monsters, and you can find it. It's all over. It's on Twitter. He does a great job on people that call in sightings, basically. And it's still like you're talking the early aughts, but there's still some sightings that have been popping up, you know, along that.
So. Yeah. Like that's just what I remember. And every time I've wanted to dig deeper into this for the show, I end up coming up with not enough to really do anything with, which is weird to me because I remember hearing about these all the fucking time. Like it seemed like there was a new sighting every week, but I can't find much online about it. Like whenever I look for it, I get Mothman and Owlman and stuff.
You know what I mean?
Like it's typical. I get like cryptids, which are cool, but like that's not what I'm trying to find, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I did find a bunch of like TikTok videos and like I found some like visual references to what I was talking about that I put in the doc. I don't know if you saw it. Doesn't really help the listeners. You know, they can't see what we're looking at.
it's a visual podcast over here.
Yeah. But I did find some stories of what looks like a dude just flying around. They're not as common as they should be. To line up with my memories, which is where we get into the Mandela effect thing. Like I remember this thing being super common and being talked about all the time. And I can't find hardly anything on it anymore.
See, that's weird. Yeah. And I know what you're talking about. I think, well, technically, I guess, and let me ask you a question here. You know, we covered end of last season, a little bit of this season, you know, we have that shit that's happening in, is it Mexico with a, well, they think it's cartel.
No, it was South America. It was like Chile or Peru. Oh, Peru. Or something.
It's Peru. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of similar to what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Of,
you know? That's what, so technically that would be, I mean, that's how they're describing these things, you know, green armored, you know, with jet plaques flying around, but they can't, there's no chemtrail. There's no nothing that's, you know, to me, that's a flying humanoid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's an alien, I guess. Well, I mean, they might all be aliens.
Yeah, let's hope. Crossing fingers. But yeah, you never know. So.
But yeah, so this search for like any like actual evidence to talk about to it or talk about for it was about as fruitful as it normally is. Shut up, iCloud. I know my storage is full. so I did find one source that I'll be leaning on pretty heavily. Shout out to Obscurban Legends Wiki. It's kind of like Wikipedia for the weird. I recommend everyone go check it out. It's a pretty cool site. It's kind of like Phantom and Monsters, where they like aggregate like sightings and stories about specific weird stuff. So I found some stuff there.
I dig that website. Actually, they got a little bit of everything. If you dig,
yeah,
dig into it. It's crazy. So.
So this is their summary of the situation. The flying humanoids are a type of strange humanoid being, are a type of strange humanoid beings rarely seen by humans. They are often described as being black humanoid figures that are capable of flight without visible wings. They are sighted worldwide and often by multiple people at a time. So a much more succinct description than mine. The sightings I'm most interested in for this are most often described as wingless, again, not talking about Mothman, sometimes with a jetpack or wings that are artificially made that are obviously not like part of the being, mm-hmm. Or riding a strange vehicle like a flying motorcycle or something small. We're not talking like a full on spaceship here, you know?
Okay.
So if they are on a vehicle, like I saw one where it kind of looked like the guy might have been sitting in a chair that was flying around.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Like he looked
one.
Like he was in a sitting position, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. And they've had them throughout. I mean, and here's the thing. You talk about like more recent times, and that's fine. But when I was just picking into it, doing some little research, there's some things back in history of like it goes back a ways. This is just not like recent stuff. There's some things that go back, date like late 1800s, early 19. And I guess here's a question for you. You know, can we technically throw in, if you want to get Bible-ish on the whole thing, you know, angels? Are angels a flying humanoid? I mean, you know.
If you want to go that route, like you gotta,
then you're,
well, you gotta understand what the biblical angels actually were. They were not humanoid. Like biblical angels are like,
oh no, yeah,
beings with like 1,000 eyes and made out of wheels and weird ass shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What an angel would really look like. Yeah.
So. So these beings are often seen manipulating controls on their chests as well. The archetypical sighting that springs to my mind is a grainy, super zoomed in footage of what looks like a dude in a Gemini era, like Gemini program era, silver spacesuit, just flying through the air, like almost in a sitting position or just like kind of standing upright. But it doesn't really look like he's got like a backpack or anything.
Yeah.
It's like really weird. Just scooting around the sky. But if I remember right, it was kind of blocky and bigger, looking bigger than a regular person because people are seeing it while it's like, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of feet in the air.
And I think I'm looking at one. I think this one, it's a big white figurine. It literally looks like the guy's like stand, like he would be standing at the McDonald's counter waiting for something to order, but it's fucking like 40 feet tall. You know, it's weird.
Exactly. And if I recall correctly, this one of the main sightings that I'm thinking of took place in Mexico, I think near Mexico City.
Remember that one?
I need to stress the if I recall correctly bit because I've thought about this particular sighting a million times and I can't find shit. So
God, that's weird.
Maybe I made it all up.
It's a dream you didn't know you had. So.
Yeah, I did find some stills on Obscurban Legends, and they have a video that they took like while they were out like filming, looking for UFO stuff. And I think it might even actually have been the sighting of the dude with the jetpack over LAX because it was
I remember
the video
that.
Was a couple of years old.
Yeah.
I think it might have been that, but it's the two. for you, Shane, audience, sorry, go fuck yourselves. You can't see this, but if you look at these two images that are right here at this paragraph break, the one on the left with the that looks like it's from a Japanese newscast, I think is the sighting from Mexico from like a long time ago, where it looks like the dude's kind of sitting down, like in a sitting position. And the one next to that, where it's a bright silvery looking guy who looks like he's just standing in the air. That's like the recent one that might be the guy that was over LAX.
Okay, gotcha. So something. We're talking 21, 22, right? I think we caught that story when it was coming out, and it happened a few times. It wasn't just one occurrence. So
yeah. And then I put a bunch of other screenshots in here for Shane to look at. Sorry, audience, you don't get them. That are just kind of other similar sightings. Speaking of sightings, let's get into some, shall we? So Tales from the Grid Square by Nick Orton, is where this one comes from. And, if you guys, audience, if you're not aware of this, he's got two volumes out now and they're really, really interesting. He's just compiled, tales of the paranormal of all like aspects of the paranormal from, service members, in the military. Right. So like weird shit they've seen while they've been on deployment, while they've been on training exercises in the barracks, like all sorts of stuff like that. And it spans everything from UFOs to hauntings to cryptids to like possession and stuff.
I heard the first one. It's really cool. I like, and you know, you're thinking these people, especially the military out there in the middle of nowhere, and they're seeing this shit. It's it's well done. I really like his stuff. So
yeah. He does just basically take the stories he gets and puts them out as is. So when you're reading it, be aware you're going to see like some typos and some bad grammar and stuff, because he wants it to be in the voice of the person who told the story, so he doesn't like edit it. So you're going to get a taste of that here, because I'm going to read you one. This is called The Quadcopter. It's from someone who was in Syria on deployment. So the only things I personally saw downrange were dudes taking a piss in the early mornings or taking a shit in the middle of the night. Never saw anything weird, but one of our dudes recorded some pretty weird shit. It didn't make any sense when we saw the recording, and to this day, there isn't an explanation for what we saw. This happened around the first quarter of 2018 in Syria. We always saw these goat farmers in the middle of nowhere. They always had these little huts made out of random materials, and they moved every few weeks. This one night sortie had zero sensor taskings, so the crew decided to watch this random farmer walking around his hut. The farmers usually had like motorcycles, mopeds, or Hiluxes. Well, this one farmer hopped onto what looked like his motorcycle, but the weird thing is he started driving it straight towards his goats. This dude was going reasonably fast. Sensors clocked him at around 36 miles an hour. Then all of a sudden he was flying over his goats. The weapon system officer got about 25 seconds of this farmer on hovering around on some sort of flying motorcycle. We couldn't make any sense of it. We literally witnessed this farmer flying over his goats on some sort of contraption. Our sniper pods don't have any visual or parallax errors that would produce that. It didn't make any sense. Our intel NCOIC thought maybe this farmer jerry-rigged a quadcopter out of a motorcycle. The intel shop actually submitted the footage to the Combined Air Operations Center in an actual mission report. The likelihood of a random goat farmer having any technology or equipment to pull this off just didn't make sense. The response we got back from the intel shop was that they had no explanation for what was recorded that night. So what do you think about that?
Oh, that's interesting. No shit. I don't know what I would feel if I saw something like that in the middle, especially if you're recording. And he says, what, they've got, 25 seconds of the farmer hovering? You see, that shit is crazy.
Just like, yeah, I picture it as like Syrian Hagrid from like the first Harry Potter movie where he's on his flying motorcycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, again, sometimes these sightings, they have like a vehicle, but it's a small vehicle. It's not like a full on like UFO, you know what I mean?
I think there was another story similar that I remember. And I want to say this was in, let me see, do I have that poll open? It was in Mexico. It was around the same, but it was literally Flying witches is how people described it. Like they could see them like holding a broom, like it. That's what it looked like. And they went up and they flew over the mountain and they flew back behind the mountain. There's a trio of them. And I remember, God, I want to say that was like 4 or 5 years ago that I caught that article. And again, same thing, your thing kept popping up in the feed and then eventually it just disappeared. And then I found it when I was doing some quick research before this episode. But literally looking at the pictures, it looks like a giant witch on a broomstick. All three of them lined up. And they just fly up and fly behind a mountain. It's crazy. So
it's fucking nuts. So the next three are from Obscuran Legends. And it's from the post on these flying humanoids. Mm-hmm. And these are way less what I think of when I think of these sightings because they are way older, like mid-20th century, like 40s, 50s.
Oh, gotcha.
And they feature dudes in wingsuits, which, again, the ones that I'm the most interested in are the ones where it doesn't really look like how the fuck are they flying? Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But maybe they were precursors. I don't know. So this one starts with several people saw a flying man over Chehalis, Washington on January 6, 1948. Bernice Zykowski was one of them. She was soon joined by some school children who asked to come into her garden to get a better view of the aerial mystery. The man in an upright position was hovering just 20 feet above her barn, she estimated. He was apparently kept aloft by long silver wings that were strapped to his body. He seemed to have controls of some kind on his chest, which he worked to maneuver himself with a lot of whizzing noise, which to me that I just think of that DC character, Hawkman.
Oh, shit. yeah. That's funny.
So that's one. And then in a strikingly similar case that was reported 8 years later in Falls City, Nebraska, on a fall afternoon in 1956, John Hanks, in quotes, I'm assuming it's not his real name, saw a winged creature flying only about 15 feet above the ground. Its wings were like shiny aluminum and had multicolored lights running along their underside of the wings, spanning 15 feet. They were clearly attached to the man by means of a shoulder harness. So, again, not like a creature with wings.
Right.
This flying man also had some kind of control panel affixed to his chest. He manipulated the dials as he flew. This sighting could be attributed to some remarkable invention. If not for the witness's description of the flying man himself, leathery wrinkled skin, large watery blue eyes, and a face that was, quote, very frightening, almost demonic, unquote. The witnesses also attested that he was paralyzed as this man flew over. So the witness felt paralyzed as the dude flew over him, which maybe he was scared, maybe
I would. Frozen. Well, I mean, Jesus, dude, if you saw something. Well, and let me add to this, too, just for those of you who may not know Washington's layout. And so you covered the first one, the one in 1948 by Chehalis. Mm-hmm. That actually is not a stone's throw, but it's damn close to Mount Rainier, where in 47, Arnold saw what we call now the flying saucers, the infamous story that kicked it off. It's really in the same area. So that strikes me that the years are very similar, very close to that. We also talked, I think, in the past about there was a lot of flap that happened at the turn of the century, too, with sightings. We got into the Industrial Revolution. People are seeing, like, airships. People are seeing other things. I stumbled on a story, and I would have to pull it up, but it was a teenager that literally invented it was a flying car, but he was open in it. And he would like go around to these fairs and stuff, and he would show this device off. This would be like in the, 1910, 1915 timeframe. And he actually died because something failed and he crash landed into the whatever. And, he didn't survive the crash, but it's a documented case that he invented this thing. And
I want a goddamn flying car.
Well, I think the FDA just, didn't they announce that they got ones that are authorized to fly in the sky? The individual driving car. I don't know if you got that or not, but not to get on the subject.
I've seen like cars that kind of turn into airplanes, kind of weird situations like that, but not like a the DeLorean and Back to the Future flying car. You know what I mean?
Right. 88 miles an hour. Well, and here's the thing too, it's neat to think about that because, granted it is, the Industrial Revolution, maybe people, it sounds sci-fi-ish, it sounds almost like steampunkish, right, to a certain point. But but it's interesting because, I mean, they were out there. And it's kind of sad because then it takes away from the whole, I don't know if that is the case that we were doing that or a group of millionaires got together with enough money to invent something and that's what people are seeing. It kind of takes away from the whole, oh, these are aliens. But, yeah, what are you going to do? So
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think there's room for aliens and room for humans building being weird assholes. Stuff, you know,
true, very true.
Doing weird things.
Yeah.
So I've got another one from Washington, from the city of Longview. No idea where that is in Washington. In April 1948 in Longview, Washington, two witnesses saw no fewer than three helmeted men flying around in a similar manner. The witnesses could see no motors or propellers, yet it seemed to them that they could hear motor-like sounds. So
same similar to that other one, too.
Yeah, maybe these dudes had jetpacks. Maybe these guys were the Rocketeer or something.
Yeah. Huh, interesting. Very interesting.
I think these three older sightings are... Excuse me. I think these three older sightings are interesting because even though it's dudes in wingsuits for the most part, they're manipulating controls. They're obviously... They aren't birds or Mothman.
Oh, come on, Josh. You know birds aren't real. Jesus. You know, they're all surveillance.
They're not robot birds, you know.
There you go. Specify. That's funny. Yeah, that's crazy.
So this last one was also... So actually, most of those came... They were aggregated on Obscurban Legends, but they actually came from UFO Sightings Hotspot. blogpost.com.
Okay.
So again, it's kind of like Phantoms and Monsters where they aggregate some stuff, you know, from other places. And this last one was also aggregated on Obscurban Legends, but it's a little more supernatural and getting a little more towards the Mothman side of things, but it's still pretty interesting. It was very early in the morning, 3:15 a.m. on Friday, January 16th, 2004, when police officer Leonardo Samaniego from Guadalupe, NL, I don't remember what the NL abbreviation, what the state is, but anyway, in Mexico, he was doing his daily vigilance routine in his patrol car around Colonia Vales de la Silla. Sorry, my Spanish is terrible. Not knowing the shocking experience that he was about to live, a true drama that he will never forget. The night was cold and dark, and the streets were empty when Samaniego made a turn onto Alamo Street and immediately noticed something very unusual. A huge black object fell from a tree beside the street, but it stopped just before touching the ground and then slowly landed and turned itself to face the patrol car. At that moment, Officer Samaniego knew that something was wrong, so he turned on the high beams of his car to try and see what was this black object that fell from the tree. That's when Samaniego's nightmare began. This is what he said. It was a woman all dressed in black that fell from the tree, but she didn't touch the ground, just remained floating several feet from the ground. I saw her very well, and then she landed softly on the ground and stood there looking at me. She was trying to cover her face from the lights of the car. I think they were bothering her. I could see two big black eyes on her, completely black without eyelids, and her skin was dark brown. She was all dressed in black with cloak and cape like a witch, and she seemed very upset by the lights. In a matter of seconds, the scene turned into a terrific sequence of events, almost like a horror movie, but all too real. The being jumped very fast over to and onto Samaniego's patrol car, trying to get at him while he... while the shocked police officer tried to run away. He was in reverse while shouting desperately for backup assistance on his radio. I don't know, maybe she was related to those face peelers we were talking about in Peru. But
Yeah, shit. I forgot about that. I forgot that's what they called those things. Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that's pretty weird. I think one of the things I find most fascinating about these sightings is that it doesn't seem like it's part of an agenda. More often than not, they're cited in groups. Mm-hmm. Are they random inventors testing out their jetpacks or country boy quadcopter motorcycles? Are they alphas who can jump real high, maybe even fly? Are they aliens doing EVAs from their cloaked spaceships? Did a balloon get loose from a car wash? You know, are they dudes fixing the dome on the firmament that keeps us trapped on this flat earth?
You had to throw that in there, didn't you? That shit's funny.
I mean, whatever they are, though, I think they're fascinating.
It's amazing. And I think it's a little bit of everything, man. Why can't it be? You know, like I said, I think as you go through time, you know, and again, not to get on the alien, you know, UFO topic, but, you know, who says that we can't know that, hey, there's something else out there bigger than us? And who also says that we didn't capture technology and reverse engineering it and we're building our own? There's room for both, right? So.
Yeah. But the thing that looking at these pictures, even that I just found, I only found like six pictures. They were all from Obscurban Legends, but it all looks like people, you know, like it doesn't look like they're wearing a lot of equipment, like particularly this silvery looking guy. He doesn't look like he's got anything on his back.
Not like the old jet packs where you're wrapped in aluminum and you're trying to, you know, because of the jet fuel and all that shit. Yeah. Well, that's just not what these are looking like.
He doesn't look like he's got anything on besides maybe like a suit and a helmet. Like there's nothing to it, you know?
Right.
This is a still from that video actually. And they had like, there was a group of them and they had different cameras, document that they all had this sighting and they all filmed it. Like, one was with a really nice camera through like a telescopic lens. One was with like holding their phone camera up to like the lens of their telescope. And I don't remember what the other one was, but they all three got images of this thing. And it's the same thing, you know, from different angles and stuff. And it's really interesting.
It's amazing. I've got a couple here, if you don't mind.
Kind
of interesting. And like I said, these are just short ones. And then I've got something else that I would like to cover as far as a possible reasoning. And again, I think this rules out old stuff, like old stuff, like turn of the century. But maybe it doesn't rule out some of the stuff we're seeing now. I don't know. But so check this out. Have you ever heard of the Valkyrie of Voltana?
No.
It sounds badass, though, doesn't it, man? If I had a band, that's what I would call my band. Voltana is a tiny village nestled in Spain's remote and scenic Pyrenees Mountains. On June 1905, there were several sightings that took place. The location was an epicenter for a miraculous series of events. A woman robed in white with long clinging draperies has flown over the town of Voltana. Multiple witnesses seen her, and this lasted for like months and then all of a sudden just stopped. And so that was way back in like 1905 for that one.
Yeah.
There's another one here. Let me see if I can't find it again. The Human Torch of the Black Forest. Check this shit out. During the medieval days, and again, this is all just witness accounts, nothing that's, you know, solid, really, for that matter. A man that appeared to be on fire was flying around a village in the Black Forest, and it finally came to rest on a church steeple. The townsfolk went to the church and started throwing stones at this flying man that was on fire. The Human Torch of Black Forest finally departed, never to be seen again. Again, stuff and weird things in history that just is like crazy. And to your point, we're still seeing these things. But here, so I stumble on this and I want to get your idea. So we're talking about like, we're not sure what these things are. They're humanoids. It looks like they're mechanical, you know, so we got that right. But nothing drastic, nothing that's very sophisticated as far as like a big, huge jetpack or, you know, you're holding a control of some sort. You know, a lot of these
are just like plain Jane. They might just be able to fly.
Yeah, exactly. Barely, right? Remote controls. So I stumble on this. So RC remote control for radio control technologies for hobbyists are a bigger business than most people realize. Everything from toy trucks and boats to kites and UFO-like crafts can be remote controlled, making astounding advances. And this article was from 2021, so it's not that old. But in the past decade or so, a considerably large group of hobbyists have been experimenting with unusually configured RC aerials, including those that are human-shaped. And one of those videos that you had on there with the guy, it looks like he's Michelin Man, just hanging out in the sky.
Yeah.
Evidently, they're saying this was one of them. So today, there are a whole underground online communities that bring RC hobbyists with a special interest in unique craft configurations. This author has penetrated... penetrated private password-protected websites hosted by offshore with forums that discuss such things as techniques for enhancing flight performance and secrets to faking anomalous aerial effects and UFOs. And he's got quite a... He sees these flying people over New York City, he's saying, is RC... the new 78-inch RC superhero vertical, and it literally looks like a flying tank. It's weird. But then, you know, you're asking yourself, like, well, why? I mean, right? I guess people are bored.
I mean, it's cool, and I, like, yeah. Now that I know that's a thing, I kind of want one. I think it'd be fun to fuck around with.
I would love to get online and see some of these chats that are happening. Like, holy shit, if this is real. So just say, hypothetically, this is real, and there's groups of people out here inventing these things. My God, you know, I mean, I can't. So they're asking why they do it. And just like the Sicario UFO hoaxers were young males who were college, post-college age, those behind the flying humanoid phenomena are techno-nerdy, earthbound misfits. Man yearning to soar, unencumbered by aerial vehicle, free of any special suit or devices reflected in our dreams. We fly away from the world's troubles to soar above the... Okay, whatever, that's dumb. Anyway, but yeah, I mean... Maybe that's some of it, that they're actually, this is, they're inventing these RCs, these drones. Now,
I mean, that you know? Could be, it just, when you started talking about that, it reminded me of a meme that was going around, Instagram, like a year or two ago, I think around Halloween, someone connected like a little, like figure of death, you know, like mm-hmm. within a black cloak with like skeleton hands and stuff to like a little quad drone, like a DJI drone, and was flying it around the neighborhood, like freaking people out. And it, really funny. Obviously it, you know, it's obvious that it's a Halloween decoration attached to something, but if you didn't,
yeah,
you know,
but
if you were just out walking the dog, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? You know? Maybe these are just, dudes, model airplane dudes who decided to do something different than model airplanes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but that doesn't explain the past ones too. That's what I'm always fascinated by.
Yeah.
Turn of the century sightings. Like, obviously we didn't have, you know, and even ones before that. I mean, it could explain now. I would say that, especially drone technology, holy shit, to your point, yeah, if you don't know what you're seeing, I mean, my God, people have Halloween decorations where they're, here's a guy falling off a roof and the ladder went away. Yeah. You've seen that shit, right? People freak out, they call the cops. I can see that happening, but it still doesn't kind of explain away some of this older stuff that it's just weird. They're just weird anomalies that doesn't. And again, we got to separate it from the Mothman, separate it from some of these other things, because that's not what, you know, that's not what you're talking about.
Yeah. Love a flying cryptid. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. Well, and it did seem like from 2000, I want to say 16, 17, to like a couple of years ago, there was a huge flap of these things that just occurred. And it seems like they were always in the news, cycling around, you know? So, yeah, that's crazy, dude. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think the jury's out for me. It'd be interesting. That Lon Strickland that we covered in the very beginning, he himself has seen flying humanoid 6 times and Bigfoot once, of course. I think he talked about the Bigfoot, didn't he, on our, when we had him on? I don't know.
It's been a bit. That sounds right. I mean, full disclosure, I was probably pretty drunk when we talked to Lon.
He was a cool guy. Well, and I remember he did share the story of where in Boy Scout camp he saw... but again, that's more of a humanoid, what he, you know, wings and type thing. That's not necessarily what we're discussing. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing, dude. I don't know, you know, and it's weird, those Washington sightings too. I can't help to think about that. Like, that's a lot of sightings in one area. And again, that Longview is only like 3 hours from Mount Rainier. So that's all within a really close area, really close proximity, and really close to the year that we started seeing all this shit unfold. I mean, maybe was it us reacting to a possible UFO? Was a UFO us and Arnold misjudged it? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So I just looked up that Alpha show because I got real curious about it on IMDb. And I was wrong about the dude from Lost. It wasn't. He wasn't in it. The guy who I was thinking of, his name is Warren Christie. I don't know who he is, and I'm not going to click on his filmography right now because Mahershala Ali was in it for 12 episodes.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's an amazing actor. He's been in like a lot of stuff recently. He's the guy that's going to be playing Blade in the new Blade movies.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of like really talented actors in this, and it was on for a couple seasons. I'm going to find it and watch it.
I like some of those. There was a show that was on, I don't want to say in the late eight. No, it had to been the mid 80s. It was called Misfits of Science. It was a TV show, and like one guy was a caveman, one guy could do electric things. It was just this weird hodgepodge, and it was so good. I loved it so much. Mom and Dad hated it, but I thought it was great. But some of those old shows, man, yeah, it's crazy. Oh, by the way, not to change subjects, but since we do talk about movies quite a bit, I did watch that Out of Darkness. Remember that thing you sent John and I a while ago with the
illustrations,
it's prehistoric out time?
Now. Yeah. Was it good?
It was really good. Wasn't what I expected. Like, it's not at the end, it's not little a spooky monster chasing everybody down. But it does make you think. It's pretty, it's worth the $2.99 rent. I don't know if I do anything more than that, but anyway. But
You want to watch Alphas, it's free on Roku channel.
Free on Roku. I just might check that out. I
don't have that.
We got Roku app. Gonna rent it. Yeah.
Which is probably the same thing. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
Too cool, though. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I think I got to catch up with the Peru thing because to me that falls in that humanoid, flying humanoid, you know, realm category, if you will. And again, you know, we talked about it. It just may be drug cartels scaring people away. But holy shit, if that's what you're doing to scare people away from you smuggling drugs, and you, I'm hiring that guy because that's one hell of a
that's a novel approach to security
for sure, for sure. But no, cool. You know, and again, I think folks just not getting the two confused between, because even when I did look it up, you know, you see a lot of these things like, you know, leathery wings, Britain's back wing monkey bird, the Madison bird man, the Luxusha of Mexico. Like, you know, the list goes on and on. But, you know, the line is blurred between, you know, flying humanoids and what we're talking about, flying humanoids. Two totally different things.
Like all of that stuff is cool.
However,
Into all of it.
Yeah.
But specifically, this is what I'm talking about. And so, like, listeners, if you know of any cool sightings of, like, actual flying humanoids, the kind we're talking about, not the cryptid kind, let me know, or let us know, because, like, I want to get more information.
So, and well, let's go back real quick, and then we can wrap it up. The Mandela Effect. We did cover it, I believe. But just to remind the listeners, the Mandela Effect basically was named after Nelson Mandela. Everybody had thought that he died in prison, and come to find out that wasn't the case. They had this memory stuck in their head. I use the one when I talk about, you know, we talk about Mandela Effects and maybe some of the new ones, like Josh was per se, you know, he saw these things pop up right and left, but now they're not finding them anywhere. You know, the mind is a weird thing. But remember when, like, Betty White died? And I remember seeing, like, in the grocery store, there was Newsweek or People, I think, or something like that. How Betty White made it to 100 when in reality she died like at 99, but they already had released the magazine.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that's going to be
right before her birthday.
Yeah. Right before her birthday. I guarantee you that will be a Mandela effect in that whole history, you know?
Like the cornucopia and the Fruit of the Loom logo, like, mm-hmm. I remember it being a part of it, but apparently it never was.
Apparently it never was. I remember the same thing.
Same with the Monopoly Man's fucking monocle.
Yep. Berenstain Bears. You know, the list goes on. But anyway, so for reference, folks, that's what we're talking about with Mandela Effect. Things that, you know, we think we remember or see, but for some reason it's not there for whatever reason.
Yeah, so. you're saying we covered it. I don't think we did. I think that's a Mandela Effect right there.
Oh, you don't think we covered it? Oh, shit, maybe we did it.
Oh, I just don't remember. Oh. I don't know.
Would that be fucking funny if we're both like, we covered it in season, and we look back, and we really did it cover?
I know. I remember we talked about covering it a bunch of times, but I don't remember actually covering it.
Yeah.
Oh, but again, there you go. I used to drink a bit, so there are a lot of things I don't remember. Thing.
Well, and honestly, you know, eight seasons later and all the topics, you know, there's quite a lot of stuff. Did we do this? I got to look back on some of my things, too. So, you know, I feel for you. But anyway. But no, man, cool write-up. Interesting. You know, like I said, so if anybody has things maybe we forgot about, or especially the pictures of some of these encounters that are captured on video are like, holy shit, that makes no sense. Like, it just doesn't look... It doesn't look normal. It doesn't look natural. There's nothing. A lot of these videos are just just strange. So you can write us at strangeuncles@gmail.com. Let us know we forgot something, or you want us to dive something more into that. Feel free. So, what are we looking on the socials, man?
We are at Strange Uncles Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. We are at Strange Uncles on Twitter. We have a YouTube channel somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
That does stuff. I don't know. We have some people that prefer to consume, some listeners who prefer to consume the podcast on YouTube. So it's there if that's your bag.
We do. We got a handful.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's good. Cool. Well, awesome. Well, like I said, you know, we're back. We're going to do our thing.
Patreon.
Patreon. Give us your money.
That's one we shouldn't forget.
Patreon.com/strangeuncles. I think I actually had a couple more followers join a week or so ago. So yeah, much appreciated the support. And like I said, we try to throw some bonus episodes out, and definitely the issue oddities you guys get way before anybody else gets them. And some special ones that we never release to the public. So there's that. But cool, man. Yeah, I don't have anything else. You got anything else to wrap up with?
No, that does it for me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we will let you go. Listeners, thank you very much. And again, you know, we're doing this kind of bi-monthly with SUID sprinkled about. If we have time, we'll do it more than that. We're a little bit behind releasing this episode. Usually we try to have these out on Sunday, but I was telling Josh before we started recording, you know, I just had a day that everything I touched turned to shit, and I just wanted to go home and sit on my couch where it was safe, and that's what I did. I wasn't about to try to record, because of my luck, I'd probably think I was recording it, and it probably wouldn't have recorded, so there's that. Anyway, but appreciate it. Yeah, cheers, man.
Close the gates and shit.